This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
I was a man alone, leaning on the white courtesy phone. Holy fool and hobo signs, I rebuke your moony lines.
That's Wait, You'll Find a Better Way from Mike Doty's new collection of songs called The Heart Watches While the Brain Burns. It's his ninth solo record and his first since leaving his longtime home in Brooklyn for the southern comforts of Memphis. Mike joins me now to talk about the move and the music. Good morning.
Hey, Eric, what's happening?
So what made you like pack up your stuff and say, I'm getting out of here?
Oh, well, you know, New York had changed a lot. You know, I'm not the first guy to say that. And I also don't think I'm exactly complaining about it. You know, it's always been an eternally shifting city. So I don't know. I just felt like it was time. I'd been there for a quarter of a century. And I went looking for a smaller city in the South that was kind of vibey, kind of cheap, and suited to making art. And I went to Memphis and just fell in love.
I just read the Sam Phillips biography where he talks about the first time he sets foot in Memphis. I think he was 15 or 16. And at that moment, he immediately, the goal in his life was to get to Memphis.
Yeah. There is a lot of magic still there, I have to say. I mean, you know, it is problematic to use words like authenticity, for instance, but for me, it really is like living in a Tom Waits song a lot of the time.
Is there one particular song on this record that has a link to Memphis?
Well, there's a couple that have links in my life to Memphis. The first is Don't Jerk the Wheel, which is the first song I wrote in Memphis. I wrote it. I do this thing where I put a weekly song up on a Patreon feed, and it's like a subscription feed. It's like Doty Netflix or whatever.
Every week?
Every week. Every single week, write and record a new one.
Wow.
Which is a fantastic exercise. Just creatively wonderful. But I wrote during a snowstorm in Memphis, and, you know, I'm from the Northeast, and I know a little better how to deal with driving in the snow.
Don't jerk the wheel when there's snow on the road. Don't grip the cups if your hands are cold. Dirty mitts, tell yourself, slow in your roll. Kiss the ice with your heart alight, stay off the floor. Bad eye to Phil's gate, it's great you're not stained. Color bliss, shot and shook, reasons you came on. Chasing straight numerals, the paint burst the frame.
You worked on this record with a New York hip-hop producer called Good Goose. I read that he was going through a Heartland rock fixation at the time. Is there one,
yes.
Is there a song that goes, that's
well,
where that is?
We never, I mean, there's a lot of big guitars on there,
yeah.
Which is interesting. I bought my first distortion pedal at age 45,
yeah.
You know, which is like not, for an American guitar player, it's a little...
it's about time, right?
Yeah, it's about time. You know, I just gave him tracks upon tracks upon tracks, and then he would stitch something together, and then I would give him a vocal. He would stitch something to that, send it back to me. I would sort of refine the vocal, do the lyric. And then sometimes I would send it back to him, and it would come back and sound like a Bruce Springsteen song. You know, be like
with
Jack
beats.
Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. No, I mean, it was just like really pure Heartland rock. And,
yeah.
You know, he's a hip-hop kid. And I was like, I don't know what's going on here, but maybe we should find a middle ground.
Yeah, I'm not making a Bob Seger record.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Along with the big guitars on this record, Good Goose has laid in some very good rhythm tracks, and that's a natural thing for you
well.
But where did that particular rhythm for Brian come from?
Oh, yeah, the song Brian started out as an exercise using this beat from Eritrea called the Gwaila. As far as I understand it, because I went there and I went to a lot of clubs and just saw a lot of club bands and met people, but, you know, the, you know, Tigrinya to English barrier was thick, so yeah. I don't necessarily trust my interpretation, but so the Gwaila is the beat on the first part of the song, and the Sibra is the beat on the second part of the song, and the difference between the Gwaila and the Sibra is one clap, and it is this weird kind of magical thing that they do that the beat completely reverses and changes when they add this one note. So I put it in Ableton software and like went through the beat, figured out how to do it on a drum machine, And so that song began, as all of Goose and my songs begin, with, okay, what beat do you want to start with? And this one, I was like, why don't we try this weird Eritrean beat?
You ride the train up.
There are a lot of lines that call my attention on this record, including, now I'm guessing on this because I don't have the lyrics, but there's a line, "Dance with the Phantoms of Happy Land."
If you are a New Yorker of a certain age, you will understand, and it really spooks people if they know what it is. Happy Land was a nightclub that there was a catastrophic fire in, I don't remember if it was the late 80s or the early 90s. It was while David Dinkins was mayor.
Okay.
And it was this nightclub, I think it was in Queens, and just this tragic fire that happened. So I'm talking about dancing with these ghosts of this violent tragedy. And, you know, it's one of those things. I like that kind of thing that you slip it in there and nobody knows what it is except the guy who knows what it is. And it kind of explodes in their brain.
Mike Doty's newest release is called "The Heart Watches While the Brain Burns." You can hear some more of Mike's songs on WUNC Music on our HD2 channel, streaming at WUNC.org or through TuneIn. Thanks for your time, Mike.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I stand where the light is pure. The moon is on fire. My hand upon the door. I'm burning like a white.